This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Last night at Lincoln Center in New York City, violinist Joshua Bell claimed his $75,000 Avery Fisher Prize for classical music. Few doubt he earned it. So you might ask yourself why a man with a 2-CD compilation out called The Essential Joshua Bell, a virtuoso who plays more than 200 international bookings per year, found himself playing for loose change at a subway stop. Joshua Bell is with us now to answer that question. Joshua, why would you do this?
Well, I guess it wasn't my idea, first of all. It was the idea of Gene Weingarten, this wonderful journalist from the Washington Post, who came to me and said, listen, I got an idea. I want to do a little experiment. Will you mind playing in the subway? It was an interesting experience just for me personally.
Now, it was a wonderful article. It appeared over the weekend in the Washington Post magazine. What did Gene think might happen when he basically presented this proposition?
He really wanted to see how people react to music when you're not expecting it or when it's out of context. I think the experiment could have been done with a street musician. The fact that I have a certain amount of credibility on the concert stage just kind of emphasized the points that he was trying to make or find out about. But it was during rush hour in a place where people don't expect to hear music. Most people just ignored it altogether. And then there were only, in the course of 40 minutes, I think 7 people that stopped, actually listen and appreciate it.
I'm interested in, if I can, trying to get into your head. For someone who's accustomed to standing ovations from audiences, from an outpouring of affection, what did it feel like to play beautiful music and essentially be ignored?
Well, these people were standing, at least. It was maybe walking ovations. it is weird because I played the Bach Chaconne, for instance, and getting to the end and then realizing that people are still bustling by and not even acknowledging that I just concluded really one of the great, for instance, the Bach Chaconne, one of the great works of art ever created.
So you get to the end of the Chaconne and you're standing there. And normally you probably pull your arms to the side, square your shoulders, look out at an audience that's smiling back at you. What did you do at the end of that performance?
I just had to concentrate on trying to figure out what I'm going to play next. And then I started to really appreciate any sort of glance or a dollar or a couple, you know, a comment here and there. I started to really appreciate anybody who's willing to listen. And it's funny how my perspective changed. I mean, certainly now when I pass a street musician, I'll be even more sensitive than I was before.
Now, this was a Friday morning, just before 8 a.m., back in January. It was still cold here in Washington. Was that difficult to play in those conditions?
It was sort of an enclosed area, and it wasn't too cold, and I was wearing a baseball cap.
People didn't recognize you.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to think of it that way. Yeah, sure. Because they know I'm a Mets fan. It was a Nationals cap, so how could they possibly recognize me? But finally, at the end, there was one girl that recognized me. It was kind of scratching her head because she had seen me perform at the Kennedy Center just a few weeks earlier and couldn't quite understand why I would be doing that. And she dropped $20 in at the end, which Weingarten included in his total of $39, which he attributed to me. I was kind of disappointed he didn't say $59, because I think I earned $59 in 40 minutes, which I didn't think was all that bad, actually.
Joshua? What did you do with that $59 that you earned? How'd you spend it?
I actually gave it to there was a girl that had lent me the violin case that I was using to have the money dropped in. She was a violinist herself, and I said she could keep it, so I don't know what she did with it.
Joshua Bell, thanks for talking to us. And by the way, congratulations on the Avery Fisher Prize.
That money I will spend. I haven't figured out where I'm going to spend it, but thank you very much for that.